Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into David Berkus's friend of friend. Sophie, did this book change how you see networking?
It honestly did. Friend of a Friend says networking isn't about collecting contacts, it's about understanding the structure of the people around you.
That's freeing. Most of us hate working a room. Berkus starts by dismantling the myth of the superconnector.
Exactly.
The real opportunity doesn't come from your close friends. It comes from the friends of your friends.
I always assumed my best friends would help me first.
But the research says otherwise. Mark Granovetter's work on weak ties shows the most valuable info comes from acquaintances.
Because close friends all know each other, so they feed you the same information. Weak ties are bridges to different worlds.
Right.
So a network's power is its reach, not its density. A tight network is an echo chamber.
So you want to be a broker between groups, not a megaphone.
And that's where innovation and serendipity live. It's a comfortable trap to stay in your own circle.
But how do you start without feeling fake? Berkus says you don't build a network. You unlock the one you already have.
Through dormant ties. Old bosses, college friends, former teammates. The trust is already there.
A simple email can reopen that door. Something like, I was thinking about you. How are you doing?
And because you're not asking for a favor, it feels genuine. That's the generosity principle.
You give first, share an article, make an introduction, or offer advice.
And that triggers reciprocity. People naturally want to give back.
So you become a node of value in the network. Your reputation as a helper spreads through weak ties.
I love the advice to ditch the elevator pitch and tell a personal story instead.
Yes, a story invites questions and is easy to retell. It travels through the network on its own.
And it creates an emotional connection, which a polished pitch never does.
Then there's selective exclusion. You shouldn't try to be friends with everyone.
A network that's too open gets diluted. Exclusive groups build trust and belonging like a mastermind group.
Right. And that trust makes warm introductions powerful. An introduction transfers trust.
So you maintain a relationship with the person who can introduce you, not impress the stranger.
And shared activities are the best way to build those relationships. Join a sports league or a book club.
When you do things together, the pressure to sell yourself disappears.
And once you're in multiple groups, you become a bridge. You connect people who'd never meet otherwise.
That makes you essential. You're the gatekeeper of information between groups.
The book also critiques the meritocracy myth. Opportunity flows through networks, not just talent and hard work.
That's a hard pill to swallow. Two equally talented people can end up in very different places because of who they know.
But you can shape that. Your network is already there, waiting to be unlocked.
So the one thing I'm taking away is that I just need to be a generous connector, not a charismatic extrovert.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. It has over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, plus infographics on many of them. It's only $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
At its core, Friend of a Friend teaches us that the most valuable currency isn't who you know, it's how you connect the people you already know. We'll see you next time.